Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, February 3rd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in out there, wherever you are, in Zimlandia or wherever you are in this world, around the globe. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of our call. Before we get too far along, though, let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another revelatory teaching that she's brought to us tonight. So let's pray the call in together. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that we have, our homes, our clothes, the food we have, the air we breathe, the water we drink, everything that you've given us and provided for us as Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. Thank you for everything, our healing through Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer. Everything that we have, we can say thank you. Thank you for it. And so thank you for this call. Thank you for all of the people that listen to the big call. Thank you for Sue and for Bob and everyone else that contributes. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time. Early in the week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, these are great times for us, and we really do enjoy the teachings that you find for us and bring. So thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. And when you were saying thank you for those things, something came into my mind, and I'm going to dedicate this teaching to that. Thank you for raising our awareness. Thank you for our awareness, because everybody on this call is much more aware, and we just got to really appreciate the awareness that has been brought to us. Victory is already promised. This is what happened to the Israelites when Moses sent 12 men to spy out the promised land. After 40 days, 10 spies came back and said, "Moses, we'll never defeat them. The people are huge. They look like giants. We don't have a chance." God had already promised them the victory. He'd already said that this was their land. But notice what they were thinking. Weak, defeated, limiting, fearful thoughts. The other two spies, Joshua and Caleb, came back with a different report. They said, "Moses, we are well able to take the land. Yes, the people are big, but we know our God is bigger. Let us go in at once and take it." What's interesting is that they saw the same giants as the other 10 spies. Joshua and Caleb saw the same problems, the same opposition, the same land. But instead of thinking defeated thoughts, they chose to think power thoughts. They weren't any bigger than the other spies, and they didn't have more training, more experience, or more weapons. The only difference was their thinking. The negative report from the 10 spies began to spread throughout the Israelite camp. Before long, all 2 million people who had escaped slavery in Egypt were afraid and worried. They said, "Moses, let's go back to Egypt. Let's go back to being slaves." That's how powerful our thoughts are. 10 men infected the rest of the people, and they ended up wandering in the desert for the next 40 years. Be careful how you think. Don't get infected and miss your destiny. Are you one of the 10 spies? "I can't beat this illness. I can't accomplish my dream. The RV projects are too big for me. I don't know if I can do it. I don't have the connections. I had this big setback at work that's going to ruin my business." None of the challenges you are facing is a surprise to God. You wouldn't be facing it if you couldn't handle it. As with the Israelites, he's already promised you the victory. Imagine and know. Don't pedestalize the problems and the circumstances that you're facing right now, making them bigger than the God inside you. Realize that you've already got the victory and dwell in that space. That's our teaching for tonight.
That's a solid teaching, Sue. I really love that. It's like the 12 spies, right? And the 10 were unnamed, as far as I can remember. But the two that were named, Caleb and Joshua, just, you know, they used what God had told them to do. First of all, they were obedient. So you say, well, what does that mean? What is obedience? It means listening intently, listening and doing. That's what to obey means. They obeyed God. They took God at his word. They said, if God says it's our land and we're going to win and we have the victory, like Sue said, then we're going in. We can do it. Yeah, the giants were big. Goliath was one of those giants that, you know, that type of thing that David took out. And I think, you know, this is one of those things where you go by faith and you do speak things into existence. It's like the other 10 that said, no, we can't do it. They're too big. There's giants in the land. They're going to kill us. You know, that's what they were speaking. And then when they returned, you know, to the nation of Israel, who was trying to get to the promised land and wandering around for 40 years in the desert, they just, you know, they spoke themselves out of it. They talked themselves out of it. They said, nah, we can't do it. Oh, they're so big over there. Forget about it. You know, but that's really, they talked themselves out of it. And they didn't listen to what God told them to do. And so they wandered around. And Moses never even made it to the promised land. He never even made it. And yet he was the one that led the people out of Egypt. So I think what it tells us today is that our words are very important, what we say and how we speak, and the fact that God wants us to pray and pray out loud and speak things in a loud voice and not just keep things quiet to ourselves. You know, it's important that we speak those things and that we create with our thoughts, which become words, which become spoken words. And these things all add together to become what it is that we will do. You know, I think that's what it is. Like what you mentioned, Sue, in your teaching is about projects. You know, if you think you can't do them, then you're right. You know, you can't. But if you think I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, well, sure you can. You know, God's not going to put anything to you or give you an idea for a project that he's not going to help you accomplish. He's not going to give you the wherewithal to go through and see it all the way to fruition. I'm excited about our projects. Oh, man, am I excited for the research I've done in the last week or so. And I'm just jacked up and ready to go. All we need is that go signal, that 800 number, boom, we're on our way. And I'm excited, Sue. That's what I got out of the teaching. If I don't go on all night like this, I'll be fine. But I appreciate it, Sue, very much. Thank you for that teaching. That's what I got out of it. Bob, how did you see this teaching, and what is it telling you?
Well, thank you, Bruce, and Sue, thank you. This is just an awesome way to start the second month. And for, you know, those who are in a two-month, and in a way we all are, This is the month of focus on philanthropy and doing good things for other people and living out the part of me who is doing good things for other people. So February is the energy of that. And I love the part, Sue, you're talking about victory is already promised and the idea of awareness. And awareness is so important because when it comes to, you know, working on projects, as Bruce was talking about, it's very easy to get lost in details or worries. And yet with awareness, which is the opposite, you become the thinker, you become the watcher, the observer of all the parts of you, all the parts of your mind that are creative, the parts that might be holding beliefs that are blocking your creativity, the parts of you who have emotions that are up and down and not necessarily facilitating your best self. But in that position of awareness, you can observe it all and amplify what's working and identify what's not and proceed to understand it, let it pass, subdue it in order to begin to actualize that victory that's already promised. And in addition, from that position of awareness, you can very creatively and effectively identify what exactly is your victory. What is your victory? Is it something related to health or wealth or a specific contribution? And how are you going to get yourself into that position where you are going to take the right action for what has already been promised? Well, you have to ask who promised it, right? Well, it's God's promise. And so whatever your victory is, you need to proclaim it and promise. Make your own promise, which is, I promise to God that I will do it. He's promised your victory, so why not reciprocate with your promise to him? Yep, I will do it. And as you make that promise and know that you can do it, with God on your side, you can do it, and you will do it.
That's right.
And then, Sue, you know, you mentioned about sometimes people might say, or maybe it was you, Bruce, I don't have the right connections. And, well, you probably know somebody that does have the right connections, so perhaps you can state that to God. I need someone who can help me do this. And imagine that person. Who would they be? Where would they be? What type of characteristics would they have? What type of knowledge? What type of tools? And so make it specific and make it visual. See that person and then give that vision to God to say, I need someone like this, because that I need a connection to accomplish what it is that is my victory for you. And then begin to think about your own self. If this new connection is to materialize, why would they want to help you? Have you exposed and shown and developed your character to God? Have you shown your competence to God? Do you have a plan? Do you have a vision? Have you studied the leadership teachings offered through the Big Call? And is this person and others like them, are they going to want to come and help because of who you've become? And do they see you giving your best effort, trying very hard, being creative, listening carefully to the advice? And do they see you trying again and celebrating with them together when you win? And are you then the person, have you become the person to be celebrated for what you've done, your courage, your adaptability, right, your focus, and your drive? And even if that first planned victory is elusive, those who have been sent to help you will celebrate you if you show all of these efforts and characteristics. And many times that vision that you had may not be the final accomplishment. There may be something even more important that shows itself, that says that vision was a way to get started, but here's what we really need. Mm-hmm. And those that have come to help you will celebrate you, even if that very first vision didn't come to fruition. They'll celebrate you for trying, for having a vision, for being that person who has the courage to put yourself out with your project proudly, with confidence, and saying, this is my project, this is what I'm going to do. And that type of projection, that attitude, is what draws those people that you need, that draws those connections to you.
Wow.
Good, Bob.
That's
you.
Well said, Bob. I love that. And Bob, it was Sue that was talking about connections in her teaching. But I tell you what you were saying just now was prophetic to me because of some of the changes that I'm envisioning in my own projects. And I'd want to talk with you about that online, specific to the Veterans Retreat Network. Sue, that was, I thought Bob had a very cool segment there that would have preached and proclaimed all on its own. I really do think it definitely would hold up. That was well said, Bob. And Sue, I like this teaching a lot. And you know, I think we need to not only expand our thinking and awareness, but we need to expand who we are and what our purpose is for our projects and for being right here, right now, at this time. Can we examine our own spirit? Can we examine and say, is my spirit expanded to the things of God? And am I really understanding and knowing what my purpose is now that I've been through all of this and ready to start basically a new chapter? What did you see in this teaching, Sue, that it spoke to you?
I always get challenged to wrap a bow around this wisdom. So the teaching is on victory. And the teaching went to, you know, the giants being bigger, the mission being bigger than the Israelites could believe. And whenever you have a dream or a mission, it's the potential in that dream or mission that's pulling you through God's call into creating something that's never existed before. And so today's giants are new technology, AI, all this change.
Yeah.
You can't make that bigger than the discipline. And I really like this. I'm going to use the word discipline. Discipline is you're respecting God in the way you listen to what God is asking you to integrate. Here's why I say that. We're all coming out of industrial era productivity, overachievement, losing sight of ourselves. And I love the way Bob brought, what is your vision for yourself? We need to create a healthy society so that we're dwelling in, get your pen out, who am I when I'm in the lived experience of health, which thanks to Bob, everybody's recovering, and when I'm contributing and being supported in my learning. Because what most people have, remember, I've been coaching people on February 14th, it will be 36 years. Mostly entrepreneurs, bunch of corporate types, but lots of startups. And what it is most people have never taken an idea, look at what Bob has done, and turned it into something that has value and is for the good of other people. So when I want people to be grounded in this. This is what we do in the classes. The most important thing that can help people as they're listening to all this information is take it in. What you're going to need to reflect, it's not going to be do, 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 do. So you're escaping yourself, you're losing yourself, you're getting distracted by everything outside of yourself. The biggest thing, and I just got back last week from helping a client with just a mess, was because they weren't going inside and noticing when their body and their mind and their spirit was off. They were just completely being moved by everything outside of them. That's going to be the really defining victory edge. Look at what they were doing with the Israelites. Everything was outside of them. They weren't grounded. They weren't disciplined in holding on and being quietly listening to God, creating the space to go from being out there and having to deal with, facing these giants, to going and getting quiet. Okay, let me feel God inside me. Let me remember who I am. Let me do that. Think about that. That has been passed down into humanity. Your parents had it. How many parents were entrepreneurs? How many parents were entrepreneurs? To be an entrepreneur, you have to listen inside of you. You've got to be moving and listening and figuring out, or to be a leader. You have to be listening inside of you and listening to how you can bring that victory into the people around you. But what's going to be different, and which is why I brought this teaching in, is that it's going to require a new kind of executive presence. What is executive presence? Composure. They're not going to want a glad-handing, just spouting out vision, whatever. They need somebody to come in and be, yes, with the troops, but they need somebody that will come in and say, yep, I see what we're doing. Let's all come together. Let's create a solution. They're going to need people, like you said, Bruce, and Bob said, that can embody, let's listen, let's decide what needs to be designed, and you're going to need support. It's like one thing to talk about all these ideas and how to do it. Most of the people on this call are going to need to say, you know what, I want somebody to walk with me and support me in how I design this. So you're not feeling and not under that stress of I'm all alone in this big thing.
Right, sure.
Really, really important. Really important. Nobody ever did anything great completely by themselves. The lone genius idea is complete myth. So I love this teaching, and I love what both of you brought, because there are two things. When you said obedience, I went, oh, that's interesting. I immediately go to what didn't happen. Some people were very obedient to taking COVID shots.
Sure.
You know, what were they paying attention to then? Bless your hearts if you did that.
They weren't listening to their own body. Yeah.
Right, right. And so now, to close, the goal is going to be, this is going to be very different. You're going to have the funds, but it's to move in a way that you say, I know I'm victorious in the support that surrounds me, so that my project and that my learning on my project, thank you, Pod, my learning of how to navigate this is supported really talented who's. And if you're clear about that, then you're halfway there. So
that's it. Thank you, Sue. I like that. That was well said. Mm-hmm. I think that was a prequel to your segment. That's what I think. I don't know. Maybe. It was good, though. I really like that.
You do have to have a lot of self-respect and a lot of self-trust to do these things. You know, you got to believe self-trust with a capital S, as in God trust. You know.
There you go. That's right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Love your comments and love Bob's comments as well. And let's see now. Let's move into prayer and praise. Sue, let's see if there's anything that we need to know about or pray about tonight.
Okay, prayer and praise. Let's start with Pastor Scott.
Oh, he's
tonight
back.
We need to pray. Yes, exactly. Tonight we need to pray for peace in our world. Give praise to our president for his leadership. Big call, universe, let's put our trust and faith in God to continue to guide our president. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. And let's see, I saw something. Hold on. Prayer request. Here we go. Would you please? But since I would love a prayer for my daughter, Kelly, who has been in 24/7 pain for 15 years. I'm all prayered out, and I won't give up, but my heart isn't in it after these many years. Mike. So I think he's referring to the RV. So it's interesting, Mike. I'm kind of a geek. Bruce knows that. I like to study things, and I've always been really curious about what happens, and I've kind of gotten started as a citizen scientist on, you hear about it coming, it doesn't come. You hear about it coming, it doesn't come. What does that do to brains and nervous systems? I get really curious about it. So it's very understandable that you're just, your heart isn't in it, because it's like, you know, and this is for everybody, just to sort of understand and be compassionate. Of course you could feel that. But any athlete will tell you when it's 7 degrees outside and it's snowing and you've always lived in the snow. You've slipped, you've fallen. It's persistence And it's choosing, and probably anybody that's been married, your heart is a choice. So we're going to pray for you, Mike, and your daughter, Kelly. And we're going to sort of, how would we say, we're going to give your heart, your nervous system, and your whole energy being flooded with Christ renewal, like zeal. Like you know that it's happening. You just can't see when it's going to happen. Let's wait for Bruce tonight. And imagine that you were receiving Christ, and everybody on this call and Kelly were receiving a 24/7 healing and zeal frequency. Something that added life, not the same old loop. Something that added life and energy and newness and freshness, so that when you wake up tomorrow, this spiral of Christ's light and energy coming into your body, if you looked at it, you concentrated on it, and you let your body imagine that that is the truth of the universe and Christ, your cells, your nervous system would wake up with a new energy, because they don't know the difference between what you're seeing, what you're saying in Christ. Christ has healed me. We're on our way. We have the victory. So we're seeing you both healed, both sealed in this super energy, and anybody else on the call. It's all about, and believe me, you wouldn't believe how long I've had a movement practice is what I'll call it. There are days when you don't want to do it, when your heart isn't in it, but now you have the discipline to choose what you experience. And that's the awareness in Christ that we see sealed in you and lifting you up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And the last one. May this new month be filled with God's goodness, favor, and overflowing blessings. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 39:11. We give thanks for our many blessings, for our family and friends, for all the leaders and listeners. Thankful for everything we've learned on the big call every Tuesday and Thursday. Grateful for everything we have and hopeful for what is yet to come, the RV blessing and med beds. Thank you for all the joys and the plans you have for us. They fill us with peace, joy, love, mercy, and grace. Feel that. Don't let those be words. Christ is the world's light. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. Bring that light into you, everybody. Wishing everyone a happy, healthy and safe week. Stay strong in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was great. Oh, I love that. Beautiful. And thank you, Pastor Scott. And I was thinking, while you were mentioning President Trump, you know, he is a type of Cyrus, the king. And several people have mentioned that. And I think it's really good. He was appointed for this position as president. And, yeah, I think we should support him and support the cabinet and everything that is happening, even though there's a lot of controversy. I get that. But ultimately, I think he's taking us in the right direction. Absolutely. Thank you, Sue. for that. Wow. That's a cool little segment, wasn't it? I guess really the main thing, Sue, is to see what it is going on. What is happening for you? Are we getting, are we about to do a class? Are we, you know, how's that everything rolling as far as that goes?
Yes. We're calling, this segment is called Leverage. And it's the leverage point, scaling the future without carrying it. So what's interesting is I had a series of sessions with a client that has been my client for 15 years last week, and I wrote to the pod about it, and on and off, kind of, it's really interesting, very, a lot of drive, kind of like Bob's size company. And what came out after these sessions is we're really, and you spoke to it too, Bruce, is we're really in this place where we need some new operating standards. And it was very obvious experiencing a very driven work environment with a lot of plates in the air and a lot of people sort of at crosshairs and people who are very talented and maybe a little more on the intellectual side, and that there was a missing coherency. And there was a sense that there was a lot of fragmentation. Just it was really profound for me to experience this. And one of the things I'm very passionate about is helping the people that are going to start their projects to design it so that their nervous system, and we did a couple of protocols and people at this in this space were just blown away how much relief they had from just regulating their nervous system. That was a start. Then we had to get into other leadership capacities. But you and everyone on this call is going to be facing, how do I maintain my focus when I'm stepping into massive amounts of money, people that are going to want to access me to tell me what to do, how to do it, et cetera, et cetera. I've got to sparse out how I'm buying a house, a new car, my wife, my husband, my this, my that. How am I going to regulate myself with all that? All this new. And so let me ask you for a second. And I want this, this is very significant. I want you, this is coming from an email that I sent to the pod. I want you to pay attention to your body. Would you know how to go through a sequence to build your team and partnerships for true alignment? And feel that coherence in your nervous system. Would you know how to delegate and feel confident delegating so your team, and assess how your team is actually doing so people are resourced, aligned, and effective? So people are going to be getting together in teams and having these brainstorm sessions, but as this leader, you've got to be able to sense when people aren't coherent and clear, and you have to help them to get there. Would you know what that level of clarity feels like in your body and your mind so that you could say, okay, Sam, I see you. I hear what you're saying there, and Rebecca, over here, I hear what you're saying. I think we need to come up with, let's do this. And so you leave the meeting with a clarity that allows people to enter into effective throughput, which means they know what they need to do next. And you can empower them, and you're paying attention to them, so they understand that you're there for them, but they are going to manage and direct with their own agency. Most people have never had that experience of equipping people and then checking back on them so they feel supported, but you're not, again, the title of the class, you're not carrying it all yourself. You're not the CEO of the company. You're the founder. You're not, I'm the facilitator. I'm working on the people so that they stabilize what they need to stabilize so that they can be effective and resourced. So the class that we're about to launch is called The Leverage Point, and it's designed so that you can walk through developing your teams and your partnership cycle, because you're going to have to be, awareness is everything in this game. Everything. It's not just doing. It's got to be, I'm building a system. I've got to be thinking through it. I've got to be sequencing through it. And every time we come to these classes, we do a little review. Just getting a house, just getting your everything lined up in your house and getting your foundation and getting your team and getting your this and getting your that, that's a lot. It's not like you're just starting a new company. You're starting a new life in the middle of everybody starting a new life. That doesn't mean, let me make sure I get this across, that doesn't mean it's more powerful than you think it is. It does mean that if you're respectful, if you want to treat this with the respect that God would like you to have, doesn't it make sense to review and internalize how you're going to move through this with wisdom, with clarity, with coherence, and not do it unconsciously? Why did the doomsday clock people say it's a failure of leadership? Because you want to start and walk. To me, our biggest leverage point is we're letting go of the way we've learned, hustle and grind, overdoing too much, too many projects, too many people, lack of clarity. Leaders don't have internalized clarity. A lot of leaders do not have the clarity to articulate their vision so that it can be transmitted to the people in the room and they can leave with a clear action mandate. Many, many. And you've got to know, in your when you can tell when somebody's caught it and they've got it and they feel it in their body, you have that click. You know it. This class is going to help you to own getting started and own what your body feels like because you trust yourself to go into a meeting without forcing, without coercing, without dominating, but intending that everybody in the room gets aligned or else you don't move forward. Really important. None of this sloppy, oh, that's good enough. Oh, yeah, the guy just said that. That's cool. Yeah, I'm going to take none of this superficial stuff. It's really important. Really important. And for you to be able to read the room and be able to lean in and say, do you get that, Jack? Do you get that, Sarah? Are you catching me? Tell me that you caught this. That's how you create aligned teams. And in this new space that isn't going to be about, oh, I need this for a job, you want to learn how to create alignment from the get-go. From the get-go. So, if you want to join and you want to figure out how, I'm not just going to delegate it and, you know, licking a promise kind of leadership, but leadership that comes across with clarity and strength and an invitation to join something remarkable. As you'll hear, I mean, have you heard language like, have any of you guys ever heard language like this? Remember the friend where we were in this huge Canadian U.S. project, and I said, how do you feel about this? Is the woman that created the idea for it, and he said, mm-hmm. It feels like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a project now. The people that I work with now, they're all, it's like cool to work together. The pod, we love to come together to learn, to grow, to catch it, and then to take it back out into the world. Mm-hmm. So if you want to participate in that, we have a few spots. It starts on Friday at the go will go out on Thursday. I would say let's listen to Bruce's intel, and we'll start opening the doors on Friday morning, and you just have to complete $100 to get this and get it in your nervous system. And then the class starts at 7. Dialing goes out at 6:45. Class, come in, you sit, and you just get your nervous system really calm and relaxed with very special music that's designed to accelerate your learning, and we start the class at 7:30. So it's a very accelerated container for those who are deeply committed and disciplined. Those are the people that are on this call, leaders. The people that are in the pod are leaders that are committed and disciplined to growing. So join us, and all you have to do that is send an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds, at hushmail.com, and just put leverage 100. And you know what's clear about this? I just want try this on for a second. You guys have heard me speaking for a long time, but listen to how I am, my tone, my cadence. When you start to get really, really clear, only the really clear people show up. This is a way that you're going to learn how to attract the leaders and the clarity you want. Anybody less than that, they don't come. They can't handle that kind of clarity. So that's a really powerful, it's a powerful initiation into how you're going to be able to filter. And Bob was saying this, how you're going to filter the character of the people that show up, because clarity meets clarity. Commitment meets commitment. Accountability meets accountability, or else it doesn't happen. So that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. So they just sent an email to you to
integratedmind@hushmail.com,
and then they put it's $100 payable by PayPal.
Yes, and they have to let me know about it now so I can get out those invoices. And just one thing for you, Bruce, just say at the end, this is about the leverage point for hiring and your partnerships. That's the purpose, is to get so that you're clear you're aligned, and you get your team started so your projects actually work. So that's really what it's about. Okay?
Okay. Very good. Yes. Very good.
Okay.
They need to put their name and their cell phone number too, right, in the body of the email,
yes,
just so that you know who they are. Because sometimes you can't tell by an email who they are. Okay? All right.
Yep.
Very good. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
That'll be a wonderful, wonderful class. Starting,
Not a
class nine. Yep. And it would start Friday. And the second class would be on Monday, I presume?
Monday, yep. Class
right.
two. What is it? Let me see. Is it 225? It could be 226 and 227. It's hard to believe. Yep.
Oh, class number? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hard to imagine, but true. That's good, Sue. Okay, thank you very much for that. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing the reports about that. And, Bob, this is it. Start of another month. Let's see where we are on our testimonials. Those are always fun. And any new sales or changes to the existing sale? Anything else that it's important for us to know about, Bob? All of that. It's all good.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, it's a never-ending stream of testimonials that come in. It's
great.
And this, we got this one that came in that says this, it's from a woman that says, I am blown away at the energy and clarity I have just after one day using Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. I was taking nutrient drinks, but they don't compare to the clean energy I achieved from Boomers. A phone call from your company meant the world to me. I apologize I was not able to take the call. I will continue to use these products. Thank you. Yeah,
that's great.
It is, you know, a lot of companies tell people, well, you know, you need to use these products for 90 days, and you know, before you're going to feel something, and so just keep taking it and trust, and it's like that's. The exact opposite is true here. And here's another testimonial came through. We have so many people now, Bruce, that are using Myotrol, Boomer Boost, and Gladiator Barley. And this is another one.
Yes.
It says, I love the Myotrol with the Boomer Boost and Barley. Remarkable difference. Some days when I'm not able to take them. I have much more energies on the days that I take all three. As for collagen, I believe that continued use is going to be very helpful as I'm starting to notice less pain and more fluidity in my joints on the days I do a lot of work or activity. Great news last week. The shipping arrived perfectly on time. Just before I left on a trip. Thanks, Boomers and
good.
Staff.
That's good.
And here's another one came in. Lady said, my husband and I have been taking Boomer products every day for the past month, and we're very pleased with the results. We have more energy. I had been having trouble with my hair thinning and was blaming it on my thyroid condition. Recently, I've noticed that my condition has gotten 100% better, less hair loss.
Good.
I have been feeling so much better. Now we've set up automatic monthly delivery. Thank you for this wonderful product.
That's great. And that was on collagen, Bob?
Was on Boomer Boost.
Boomer Boost.
And you know,
okay.
It's not that surprising because, you know, if people's hair is thinning, quite often it is related to their thyroid. But
okay.
Thyroid issues quite often are issues of poor nutrition. And the reason is when your thyroid hormones are a cascade. It starts with thyroid stimulating hormone that then converts into T4 and then T3. And T3 is the kind of the active ingredient that really makes your cells work well and produce energy. And in order to convert TSH into T4, you need 8 different nutrients. And to convert it to T3 requires 12 different nutrients. And all of those nutrients are in Boomer Boost. And so quite often, if people are showing symptoms of thyroid issues, it's not so much that they don't have enough TSH. It's just that they're not making these conversions. And when you start taking Boomer Boost, those conversions start to happen. And I suspect that's what happened with this lady with the energy and the hair loss.
Right.
And here's one last testimonial. This lady's talking about Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. She says, I'm a little bit puzzled as to how long I've been using Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. It seems like about 8 years now. This is part of my daily practice, and I wouldn't be without it. Most helpful at my 74th trip around the sun.
I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah. And you think about it, it's kind of fun to think about. It's like, well, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're riding on this planet, traveling around the sun. What are you doing? It's like, it must be in a recreational universe, because here we are, like, just riding around in circles.
Recreational
Oh, that's
universe.
So cool.
That's funny.
I like that. RU, recreational universe. Yeah. That's cool, Bob.
So, Bruce, we put these two new combo packs in place at a really great discount. So we have this new one. It's called the Beauty Sleep Combo. And this is a combination of our Good Night formula with magnesium that has zinc with it and also collagen peptides.
Okay.
And so we know from research that it's really good for people to take magnesium and zinc before bedtime. And it helps with a lot of things, including, you know, it helps with muscle. So while you're sleeping, your body makes muscle in reaction to your day's activity. And if you have enough magnesium and zinc right before bedtime, you're going to make more muscle while you're asleep. And so this, and of course we know that collagen peptides are really good for your skin and your hair and your nails. And so that's, we created this and made a discount on it of $29.90. So you can get all three of these products together for $84.95. And then we did another combo that is called the gut-brain connection, or the gut-brain combo. And it is it's our premium probiotics with digestive enzymes and also clarity factor, all together in a combo pack that we took $35 off, and that combo is $99. And the way you find these is when you go to products on the website, go down to combo packs and click it. And the combo packs, you'll be able to see which ones we're talking about. They're right there at the top row. And you can easily find them. Now, also, if you go to the on sale page, for only a couple of more days, we're going to have the products that were on sale when we talked earlier last week. This is where people get a 5% discount off of their Collagen, the new product, and also an extra 10% off of subscriptions. And I have to tell you, Bruce, a lot of people took advantage of this to be able to get 20% off total. Yeah, and then also an extra 5%. And when you think about this, Bruce, people will look at the price of something like Collagen, and they might say, well, that's expensive. But when you think about this, you're getting 5% off of it, then you're getting 20% off when you put it onto the subscription. That's 25%. Mm-hmm. You're also getting free shipping. Which is another 5%. And you build cash back rewards of 5% every time you get something. So you add that up. You have 5, 5, and 5, and 20. That's, in my math, it's 35% off. Now, we also have, and this, again, just for a couple more days, and a lot of people have been getting this. I go every day to the shipping department. I talk to Bill, and every time I go there, he's packaging up one of these dynamic intro packs, which is Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley, or if you want Heirloom Barley, with a free shaker bottle. All for $99. Normally, without the shaker bottle, this would cost $144. So you're getting the shaker bottle plus a discount of $45.
Wow.
Then we also have a bundle for immune defense in honor of the winter time, which is lignans and probiotics and vitamin C. And this is also on sale, and it is also $99. So both of those packs are $99. You can find those on the sales page. And again, you earn your 5% cash back on every one of these things. We used to give out points, Bruce, which people could redeem their points for a discount.
Right.
And it was kind of a hard thing to navigate. People had to have a code and paste it here and this and that. And now we've made it really simple. There's no more points. They're just a straight cash discount. And Shopify made modifications to their system that allowed us to do that at the start of this year. So that's what we're doing.
Good. All right. And good.
Yeah, so that's it, Bruce. It's 8 minutes after 10.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. That sounds great. I like the new sale packs. Combo packs are going to be really popular. That's great. I love the intro pack. It's a great way to get started with just the right amount of barley with the Boomer Boost. And it makes perfect sense. So let's do this. Let's let everybody know how to get to your website. First of all, if you go to my page, which is bigcalluniverse.com, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's your direct link into Bob's website. So click on it. It takes you right into the Boomers website. You'll go down and you'll look at the various menus. You'll see a products menu and an on-sale tab. And like Bob said, if you scroll down, you'll see combo packs. So you can go right to those and see those. Or you can go to the on-sale tab. Either way, you can get to it. And that's what you want to do is go through the product lineup and learn about them, see what. But in my opinion, Boomer Boost and Barley is an absolute must. That is what sets you up for everything. That's the nutrition that you need, the strength building that you need. Everything's right there. Boomer Boost and Barley, great combination. And then Myotrol, man, that product has just done so well, and everybody raves about it. All the testimonials are super. So check those out, okay? I think those three I would definitely put on a subscribe and save subscription service to get those. Some of the other products, too, is not a bad idea. I mean, I love my Good Night formula. I take it every night, and it really helps me to dream better, stay asleep longer, get to sleep sooner. It's really, but it's gentle. It's really gentle. Vitamin D3, got to have it. B complex, got to have it. Magnesium and zinc, like Bob said, really important. So I like all those products, and I've got more than that. I've got a lot of them, but that's what I would recommend. Now, let's say you have a question for customer support. Let's say you need a little help or you're not quite sure and you have a question. That's where the 800 number for Bob's company comes in. Customer support, 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and that's Eastern Standard Time. So, great opportunity to just get everything you need to stay and to get and to stay healthy. All right? So check it out. Big time. Check it out. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. And now the all-important intel section of the call. I want to start by just saying there have been some questions about how do they know if I've been gifted Zim? And some people have, and they estimate that maybe 20% of Zim holders have been gifted the Zim that they have. Some people have bought Zim since they were gifted. Some people didn't. But those that were gifted Zim, how are they going to know your email? They won't. They don't have it. And what is the purpose of the big call, putting out an email to our listeners that requested it and putting the 800 number when we get it on the landing page of bigcalluniverse.com? It's to take care of the people that somehow either changed emails, they don't have the email for you, or you were gifted Zim and you did not buy it, it was gifted to you. Okay, well, that's where the big call comes in, because we will send, if you register on our website with your email, assuming you have one, okay, we will send out an email with a number in it when we get it to you. It'll be like an email blast. It'll go out to however many people we've got, 42, 45,000, however many people have gone ahead and registered on our website, however many that is. And I'll contact Bob. Bob will contact Raleigh. We'll get it out. That's how it's going to work. The other thing is, if you, let's say you've had Zim or your spouse had Zim, and something happened and the spouse is no longer with us, and you have the currency, can you redeem the Zim? Of course you can. Yes, of course. Now, they are not asking for receipts for what we have bought for currency. And if you've been gifted, you have no receipt. You have the currency. You have the Zim or the dong or the dinar, whatever you were gifted. That's cool. They don't have time to monkey with that. Point is, if you come in and you've got bona fide currency and you can prove who you are with your know your customer, your photo ID, you know, your driver's license, maybe a passport if you have that, it's current, that's all good. Okay? So they'll check you out. You give them a maybe one of the most recent utility bills. Could be a cell phone bill. Could be a natural gas bill. Could be electric bill. Whatever that shows that you have an address, that you live somewhere. And they go, okay, I see that. Okay, good. So it's going to go quickly to know your customer. Now, they say they know who all the ZIM holders are. Okay, cool. If they do, great. That makes it that much easier, that much faster. Okay? And so that'll be fine. That's good. But if you come in and you've been gifted ZIM, you can let them know, hey, I was gifted this. There's no shame in that. No shame whatsoever. In fact, I think you're special if somebody gave you ZIM. Okay? Or any of the currencies for that matter. So, not a big deal. If it was something that your spouse had and the spouse has passed away, boom, you have to take over. You have to take over and go into the redemption center. Set your appointment, just like anybody would, with the 800 number. You'll call, set your appointment, and then you'll follow up and end up going to the redemption center no more than 10 minutes before your appointment time. Okay? So you don't clog up the parking lot trying to get there an hour early. Not happening. They'll send you to the back of the line if you do that. But just get there 10 minutes early, and you'll be all set. You'll be on time. You'll be 10 minutes early. And if they can take you in sooner, they'll take you in sooner. If you have to wait a little while, you have to wait a little while. They're trying to run these things very quickly and get our appointments done in 30 to 40 minutes total. That's a lot to do in 30 to 40 minutes. But they're going to be going great guns on the Delarue machines. They're going to be going lights out on those. It'll be quick. And then setting up a new account, getting your credit debit card for Wells Fargo, getting your Quantum account lined out, and getting your biometric together, your five-digit PIN code. That's still good. And email, and they've said new email and password. I'm not so sure they'll be sticklers for a new email. We'll see. Be prepared for a possibility of a new email and password as opposed to the one you're currently using. All right? Now, when is it going to go? When is it all going to happen? Well, information today has been a little bit light. However, we had this basically three or four days ago that we were looking at Tuesday, Wednesday was in play. Tuesday, Wednesday, today, tomorrow was in play. Prior to that, we had from a number of sources, we had Wednesday, Thursday, which is tomorrow and Thursday, 4th and 5th, 4th and 5th. Well, it came back in today that we are looking to receive notifications, which, listen, when we get our notifications with 800 numbers, that's 51% of the battle. That's it. In fact, I dare say it's more than 51%. But we definitely we're there. We've got it. We've got the 800 number. We set our appointment, and we go in, and we do the exchanges. We redeem the ZIM, and we come out the other side just blown away by it all, probably. But enjoying the experience. It's like getting married. You get married, and all of a sudden, you're in this ceremony, and you're not really aware what's going on. But you need to, it's like when you went in, you need to look around. You need to enjoy the atmosphere. You know, see the lighting, see what's going on in the church if you had a church wedding, and enjoy the atmosphere of it. Enjoy it. And, you know, even though the ceremony might be 30 minutes long, 25 to 30 minutes, it goes like boom, like that. Same thing's going to be true of the exchanges. They're going to go really fast, but you want to enjoy it. You want to just breathe and have a nice, enjoyable time, let them answer a few questions, but this is not the time for you to tell them, you know, an hour and a half speech about your projects. It's not. I think 3 to 5 minutes is more like what they want now. Not 5 to 8. They want like 3 to 5 minutes on your projects. They just want to know kind of like what you're planning to do with the Zim money, you know. And I recommend anybody that has Zim, even if you're gifted Zim, that you should have some projects or a project. You don't have to have tons and tons of projects. You can have one project and be fine with it, okay? So what are we hearing? We're hearing notifications tomorrow night or Thursday, and the latest we heard was it could be, well, we're going to get this. We're supposed to have all new rates on the screens tomorrow night, which means they'd show up Thursday morning on banks and redemption centers, so that it's quite conceivable that we could get notified Wednesday night, that's tomorrow night, or Thursday morning. We could, quote-unquote, wake up to it Thursday. And then if we did, we would call, set our appointments, and then based on availability, we would start exchanges on Thursday. So it's sort of a Wednesday night into Thursday morning for notifications, and then set appointments and exchange on Thursday. Now, that's the latest that I've received. And you know how it is. On a Tuesday night and a Thursday night, it's very likely that I will get an update after the call is over, which is very frustrating to me. Many times I've had information after the call that I wish I had during the call that I could bring to you. Not the case tonight. So we'll see what happens. Maybe tonight I'll have something else that I can share on Thursday, or maybe, just maybe, if we get the numbers as indicated, wake up to a Thursday, we'll have a celebration call on Thursday night. That's if then, the old if then statement. If we get numbers, then we will have a celebration call Thursday. If we get numbers either tomorrow night or Thursday morning. Either way, we'll have a call Thursday night. All right? Now, that's very limited information right now. And a lot of our leaders at redemption centers and other leaders that know are very quiet, very quiet. I think this is about as quiet as they've been. Maybe so. And so, you know, things are moving forward in the right direction for us. We don't know everything, obviously, that's happening, but we're going to have to just pay attention. And I want to encourage everybody to just go one day at a time. You know, when the Israelites were being fed manna from heaven, God told them only to collect what you could eat for that one day. He was trying to build faith that they would trust God to receive manna the next day. Because if they had more than they could eat in one day, it would spoil. And so they lived one day at a time. They finally got it. And then they asked for meat, and they got quail. Such a deal. And it was all, I think, to build trust in God and build their faith. We have to do the same thing. We trust in God for this to come about, to bring everything to fruition, to completion, and it builds our faith day by day as we go about our plan A. Yep, still on plan A, but we're planning for plan B. And we're getting, like what Sue's doing with her classes, all of these years, over 4 years, she's been offering courses with classes for you, for the pod, and for anybody that wants to join the pod, come on in. The water's fine. And I really think this is a great opportunity to check in. Okay? Now, the new class that Sue has is titled Leverage, or the Leverage Point. But if you put leverage 100 in the subject line, it's $100 payable on PayPal if you have it, and I hope you do. PayPal makes it so much easier. You want to send her an email to Integrated Minds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A, Integrated. I spell it differently than Sue does. I spell it the same, but my rhythm is different. I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And
Bruce,
so you want to put your
May I just interrupt?
Are you interrupting me?
I just have to make
you
sure.
You don't have to have PayPal?
Clear. You don't have, we will send you an invoice. You don't have to have PayPal.
You don't have
to
have PayPal.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. That's the way to say it.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue. Yes. Yeah. And so it's integratedminds at hushmail.com. Put the leverage 100, because it's $100. If you have PayPal, let Sue know. If you don't, let her know that. If you don't have PayPal, let her know, and she'll invoice you, like she said. And that's good. So that's open for a number of new people that could see themselves joining the class and then therefore being part of the pod, people of divinity. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say. Now, Sue's course, she told me what to say about it. And all I can say is I know it'll be a great course because they all have done very, very well. And this is an opportunity if you wanted to, you thought, man, I wanted to be part of the pod. I didn't get into that last class. Here's your chance. Get into this class. This is the one that you need to go into and enjoy it and be part of it. And it starts on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
At 7 o'clock with the numbers coming out at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the second class would take place on Monday. Now, Sue, do you want to say the last part that I forgot to say about what they're going to get out of the class? Since you're right
Thank
there.
Thank you. Yes. So what we're going to do based on your intel is the go will go out. I'll just let everybody know that signed up by Thursday. Go will go out on Friday morning. And the class is going to help you with your hiring, your partnerships, how to stay focused so that you don't get in a lot of decision fatigue as you're having to manage, you know, buying your house and doing this and moving around and getting into meetings with people. It's really designed to give you a really clear leverage point so you stay focused. So you're going to have a nice internal, this is what I do here, this is what I do here, and you're going to know how you need to sound so you can bring in executive presence and really be a leader and start your project. So if you ever feel, oh, I don't know what that sounds like, it's almost going to be like you're getting private coaching on, you know, walking the walk and sounding like who you are going to need to be getting these projects off the ground. So
there you go.
It's going to be,
Thank you, Sue.
Effective for people.
Very good. It should be super effective. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate the fact that you were right there. Because I needed that help, didn't I? Good. All right. Well, guys, there's not a whole lot else. I think I covered the question that was proposed to me earlier about the Zim holders. And I think, guys, I can't think of anything other than the fact that we're looking for these numbers. Because once that happens, it's game on. We're ready to go. We're ready to get started and go. Oh, I will say this, though. You know, when it comes to the four projects that I've decided to go with, which number one project in my mind is Rebuild America, number two, Rebuild International, Number three is Veterans Retreat Network, and four is Pastoral Retreat Network. Well, the cool thing is, you know how Bob, when he was commenting on the teaching that Sue did tonight, what Bob said spoke to me in terms of what I've already started to morph in my mind about the Veterans Retreat Network. And I'll go into this in more detail on Thursday, even if it's a celebration call, which I hope it is. But it's interesting that he brought up what he did, because it blends beautifully with the thought that I had in how to make that project different, but maybe better than I had thought it could be. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to talk with Bob offline about it and then bring it to everybody if we agree on it. The other thing is, I've been looking and researching on Rebuild International. And right now, we need to pray for Haiti and pray for a new election supposedly taking place this August, because currently in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, gangs are running the show up there. And it's really, the airport's closed, the cruise ports are closed. You know, there's hardly any cross-border coming from Hispaniola, from the Dominican Republic. You can't really cross over into Haiti, and Haitians can't come out. It's a bad situation. So I'm going to pray for them when I pray us out. But Haiti right now is on the back burner. I didn't want it to be, but right now, until they get a government that can help control the violence and the gang takeover that's taken over at least Port-au-Prince and some other towns as they branch out into Haiti, it's not good. The people are losing out. And the government and the police force they have there is not tough enough to go against them, I guess. So we got to pray for that the elections will change all that, and that maybe the United States will help. Maybe we can help. We'll see. Dominican Republic, definitely in play. Bob is my main connection for that. He's got people there. He's got people doing things there. The DR is definitely in play. And then we go to Jamaica. Jamaica is interesting because I have a connection for Jamaica. And I didn't know that until just this past week. And so that could be very interesting, working to help rebuild Jamaica. Bahamas, still looking for a connection there for the Bahamas. I know that there are two islands. One is Crooked Cay, and one is, I'm not sure what the other island is. It's sort of in the center of the chain of islands. Those two were the worst ones affected by, I believe that was Hurricane Melissa. So we'll have to see how that works. I'm going to try to connect and get the people that we need for that island. And we'll see what else happens beyond that. But everything is a go, and we just need to see these numbers and make all this happen. And then remember, we're not going to rush, and do, as Sue always says, do, in this, but we're going to go with a plan and go slowly at first, and then we'll take it and build a little momentum as we go. All right? Let's go ahead, first of all, and thank Sue for doing a wonderful job tonight, as always, especially a really good teaching that I really enjoyed, and I think Bob did too. And thank you for Bob and his comments tonight and the products that he has, the sales that he's got going on. It's really great. And Sue's got the new class, as you know, starting on Friday. That's only, 3 days away from now. So that'll be good. And I just want to thank Jeannie, Pastor Scott, GCK, Doug, and our satellite team for getting this call out all over the globe. And also, thank you, Big Call Universe, because you guys have been paying attention. We're in our 15th year of the Big Call, and I really appreciate the fact that you're there and you're listening, and we are going to work together. We will do some regional meetings for Rebuild America. We'll do some regional get-togethers, even for Rebuild International, and I'm already working on locations for those. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'd love to get to know a lot of you. We're not going to do these huge, 800, 900,000 person meetings, but I want to do get-togethers, that we can get to know each other and go for it that way. So let's go ahead and keep Haiti in our prayers for new government. I believe it's new elections in August. Seems a while away. And we need to pray for peace, obviously. Like Pastor Scott said, we need to pray for peace. And so let's do that. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for so many things and so many things yet to come. Thank you for everything that we're faced with right now. Thank you for the day-to-day journey that we have so far to get to the 800 numbers and to go through the Redemption Center process. And thank you also for the journey that we'll have with our projects. The fun of it is in the journey. That's where we're going to enjoy it. We're going to enjoy the walk, the journey, as we go through. Sure, it'll be fun to see projects through to completion, but it's in the journey that we learn and we can help people and enjoy and build relationships and enjoy the journey. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for the country of Haiti on the island of Hispaniola, sharing the island with the Dominican Republic, and thank you that Haiti will see new elections, I believe in August. Help there to be a leader that can lead that country out of its continuous poverty and problems and whatever else is wrong. I don't even want to go into it on that island and bring it forward into the 21st century with some prosperity, with housing, with farming. They need food. They need to be able to grow their own food. They need help to do it. We need regenerative farming on all of these islands, especially Haiti. We even need chickens and eggs on the island. It's amazing what they need and they don't have. They have to import, and the people are suffering. Lord God, we pray for those people that we would have answers to help them and that we wouldn't be scammed by trying to work with Haiti through a bunch of red tape and false politics, but rather have a clear path to help those people to get a new life and to have a new start. Because that whole Clinton-Bush raising of hundreds of millions of dollars for Haiti, they never saw a nickel of it. And it was a farce. We're not that. And they probably think, oh yeah, U.S., so they really gave us a good... They gave us a lot with that last deal. No, they didn't get jack from that last deal. But we're going to help them. We can help them, but the doors have to be open to us. You're the God that can open those doors. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for this coming. And we thank you for this intel. Help it to happen in the time frame I laid out. If indeed that is your perfect timing, God. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, amen and amen. Well, thanks, everybody. I appreciate you. And thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you Thursday. And if we get our numbers, we'll have a celebration call. All right? And God bless everybody.